Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And the president for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show. I just wanted to get you on the line quickly to do a recap of what occurred at the state legislature. Unfortunately, not a lot.
Yes, part of me wants to say system failure. Part of me wants to say just gridlock. And once again, we're all kind of left with that wondering of those words we're growing accustomed to in that special session. The second year of the biennium, you know, traditionally has been a bonding year where a lot of emphasis is put on a borrowing bill that invests in infrastructure in Minnesota. And this year was a little unique because the state was showing about $1 billion surplus going into session. So there was an appetite to do some spending with that surplus. So there was a mix of bonding conversations, transportation conversations, and then a supplemental budget to look at maybe some of the adjustments with the money that that was still sitting in the pot.
Right. Well, and so there was never any real consensus, unfortunately, and so a bonding bill never happened. And now there's talk of a special session, and the way I understand it, it kind of seems like in this case the governor sort of holds the cards on this. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, the governor is the only one in the state that has the power to call a special session. Once the governor calls the session, then the House and the Senate kind of take over. So it's very dependent on an agreement with the legislative leaders and the governor of not only when the session would be called, but what topics or areas would be discussed and tackled during that special session. What would the goal be for how long that special session would last? And, you know, as you can see, there'd be just a lot of opportunity for politics. Taking in mind that we're going into an election in the fall where the House and the Senate will be up, you just have a lot of politics to get mixed with the policy of a special session. On top of it, you have a lot of needs all across the state that there's a lot of external pressure, and I'm starting to see it build every day here since session ended, of different groups calling for a special session to address their areas, whether it's road construction, some of the more dangerous roads in the state, folks saying, you know, we need to have funding to fix those, and you're starting to see more and more different groups come out of the woodwork here calling for a special session.
Yeah, and they did accomplish some stuff. I guess they got some tax bills done.
Yeah, there was a tax bill that provided about $250 million in tax relief. Kind of the highlights there would be farmers and veterans, you know, looking at the way farmland is taxed for school levies, and then also veterans, retirements and pensions and how that's all taxed. And then there was a 600-plus page supplemental budget bill that pretty much encompassed all facets of state government. You know, this goes to that whole system failure point. Passed at the end of a very contentious session, a lot of the legislators complained that, you know, they weren't even able to read the whole bill and really dig in to understand everything in it. So kind of messy backroom government a little bit towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Brad Finstead is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and has been our guest today. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.